Waking Up with Mike and Trisha on 93.1 KISS FM.
Okay, we're back with Michael Gopin for Ask a Lawyer. Hello, Mr. Gopin. Hi, Mr. Gopin. Uh-oh.
Hang on.
We need to... Michael.
I know.
Michael I keep loves pressing to, all of the...
He loves to play with the buttons. He's like, how about this one? Well, should we press this one?
And they're clearly labeled. I'm an idiot.
Oh, my God.
I'm such an idiot. I really am.
You can't...
And, you know, here's what's going to happen.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. So here's what's going to happen. Our poor engineer is going to come racing down the hallway wondering what you're doing wrong.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
And I'm just an idiot. That's all there is to it. You know, I think I'm cross-eyed.
Yeah, sure.
I think that's what
I am. That's what it is.
Yeah, I think I'm cross-eyed. Do I have a case, Mr. Gopin?
Doofus.
You have a case, for sure.
Okay, so it's Ask a Lawyer. It's our monthly feature. Michael Gopin is our expert specialist, and you ask us to ask him these types of questions.
Okay, so Laura from West El Paso says her grandmother recently passed away, and they're having trouble obtaining her property because there's no will set in place. She wants to know, is there anything we can do? We're not even sure what steps to take.
I'm really sorry to hear about your grandmother, but yes, there are steps that you can take to take care of this. What you need to do is probate her estate. And most people think of probate as only when you have a will, but it also is necessary when you do not have a will. So in this case, she needs to go to a probate attorney who can set up a probate of her estate so all the assets in the estate can pass intestate, is what they call it, without a will. There's certain order of beneficiaries in this case, and so depending on who is alive that is related to your grandmother, her spouse, her kids, and so forth, that's how it'll transfer. So set it up. It's not that hard. It'll take, you know, 3 months or so, and you'll be all set.
Okay. Matt wants to know, this is a tough one. I think this is a very common problem here in El Paso. We'll get a family member to do some work for us, and then the other family member doesn't want to pay up. In this case, Matt's father owes him thousands of dollars for doing work around his dad's house. And he said, what can I do to get paid for it, even though we didn't have a written contract?
Well, that's a simple question, technically. There's more... other issues going around, but technically you can file a lawsuit against anyone if you believe that they owe you money for services that you provided. So the simple answer is yes, you can go to court, you can file a claim against your dad and sue him and hopefully get it all worked out. But, on a more personal level, I wouldn't really recommend that. I would, talk to your father. I don't know how old you are. If you're a 40-year-old guy or a 18-year-old kid living in the house. So I would just talk to your dad, work it out. I wouldn't cause permanent problems with your father, over money. I've seen too many relationships in the past ruined over dollars, and hopefully you and your dad can work it out and have a great relationship.
Yeah, that's a tough one. See, it's always better to pay somebody with a 12-pack of beer. It's always better. Way less expensive.
Yeah.
And you can just run to the store and go pick that up.
Definitely El Paso currency.
Totally, totally. Yeah. Okay, this one comes
it's better
from,
than Bitcoin around here. Budweiser is better than Bitcoin in
totally
El Paso.
Totally is.
Unless you can pay with Bitcoin,
Yeah.
Okay, this one's from Monica and Clint. She says her landlord is threatening to kick her out because they haven't paid rent due to damages around the property that hasn't been fixed. She said, we're trying to get them fixed before we pay anything, but the landlord refuses. I guess he refuses to fix what they need fixed. She said, we love the property, but we don't want to leave, but it's becoming unbearable. Do we have to leave, or should we file a lawsuit?
Well, that really depends on what type of damages around the property that you're talking about. In most leases, you cannot stop paying rent because of issues with regards to repairs. So you have a duty to pay rent regardless of that. However, if this place is uninhabitable and is just not livable, then you really have no choice but to leave. So what I would do to protect yourself is to send a letter in writing to the landlord telling him exactly what you need fixed, and why it's causing, you know, serious issues with your family and yourself in this house. And if they'll give them a time limit, give them a reasonable time limit, maybe 10 days or so to cure and fix everything. If they don't do it and your family is at risk, then your only choice is to leave. You can file suit for monetary damages in leaving, but you know the best way in that case would probably be just to leave it alone and just leave, because the landlord could also sue you for failure to pay rent.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we get into a big mess. So my recommendation would be to send him a letter and see if he can work it out and put him on legal written notice that he has to fix these things.
Would you also recommend lots of photos and or video?
I would definitely do that. Document. So yeah, send photos, keep photos. You know, you have your phone right there. So show them what's going on. Show them why you need these things fixed and make your case, because that's what you'll need to do, preserve the evidence.
Okay. And then the last one is from Isela on the west side. So a couple of weeks ago, there was that horrible story about that poor woman who had blood dripping down into her apartment through the fan because somebody had passed away above her, and she didn't have any renter's insurance. So she was out, you know, all the stuff that she had lost because of the damage. Well, Isela says, I'm renting a home from a friend, and recently someone broke in and took a lot of her stuff. She said, at the time, my friend said they had renter's insurance for the house, but now the friend is claiming it's not valid. She said, we're not sure what to do, as a lot of things have been taken, and we're hoping the insurance would have covered it.
Well, in that case, what you want to do is to see exactly what type of insurance your friend had. Most likely, your friend is telling you the truth now that they didn't buy renter's insurance. They bought homeowner's insurance, which is a completely different thing, which would protect the home in case, you know, there's a fire or something like that. So renter's insurance just covers the contents of what the renter brings to the house or apartment. So it's two different types of coverages. So I would ask your friend to give you the insurance information so you can find out for yourself if what they're telling you is true. If they don't have coverage that would protect you, there's nothing you can do because you don't have renter's insurance.
It's probably always best to buy your own renter insurance, right?
Yeah. It depends on what you're insuring. I mean, if you want to protect your furniture and assets that you have in your home, yes, that's the only way to protect them. So it's definitely important to do. And, you know, if you're not worried about it being stolen, or if you want to insure that loss by yourself and don't want to protect yourself, maybe they're not worth that much and it's just a pain to get insurance, then don't do it. A lot of people don't have renter's insurance.
Right.
But if there's a lot of property protect, then definitely go ahead and get it.
Yeah. Sounds like she's going to be looking for a new friend.
Yeah.
And it sounds like Matt's going to be looking for a new father. From earlier.
Oh, no.
I know. Yeah. From earlier, because, you know, his dad owes him thousands of dollars.
I hope they work it out.
Yeah. Same. But, you know.
It's, yeah. I just, that's why it's always best to have a contract no matter what.
Eek. Yeah. But, mijo. Well,
I know.
You're not going to have a contract with your dad. I mean, you know.
I know, but then you get into this situation where, you know, right. I mean, how about just say, you know what, Dad, I don't have the time to do that.
Yeah,
you should
right.
probably tell somebody right. else to do it.
Yeah. All right, Michael, I thank you so much for your time and your expertise.
Well, thanks for having me, guys.
And then we'll do this again next month. Thanks a lot, man. Have a happy Memorial Day weekend.
Okay, you too, guys. Thanks.
Ask a Lawyer with Michael Gopin on Mike and Tricia Mornings.